This week on the Omni Quickly, we check what was in everybody's loot box this week. The Storm Rising event keeps dropping lore bombs, and it looks like there might be more to come. Blizzard introduces the workshop and players go crazy. The World Cup is back, and LP has a very special LPP. Welcome, the Omni Quickly. Welcome everyone, it's Friday, April 26th, and this is episode 57. Oh my god, 57 of the Omni Quickly. I'm Dee, and I'm joined, as always, by Hannah.
Hi!
And by our boy, LP.
It's your boy, LP. Glad
He's
to be back.
Yeah.
We can read each other's minds. Back.
Totally. We're all in sync. It's beautiful. How are you guys doing?
I'm giggling because I've been watching a BuzzFeed show and there's this really famous line from it. It's like, "Hey demons, it's your boy." And every time LP says that, I crack up.
So you always have that mental picture.
BuzzFeed Unsolved. Woo!
Yeah. It'll always be your boy.
Yeah. I don't know the show, but
it's like, good.
Demons?
It's really
they're
good.
Demons?
Yeah, it's BuzzFeed Unsolved. They have like a true crime series and they have like a supernatural series. But like the two guys that host it, they're kind of just as crazy as we are.
All right.
And one of them is like a complete skeptic and spends most of his time trying to scare the friend he's with, who is a believer in the supernatural.
Okay, this sounds like spoilers.
I see no difference in the dynamic of this relationship to that.
Yeah, right?
Where we shitting on each other. It's how we start every podcast.
And they do, just constantly.
Yeah, and to be honest, like I was just posting about the fact that we're recording the podcast right now. I was like, should I mention LP? No, I'm not going to do it. Like,
well,
LP's late
being
again.
On time?
Yeah. He's an hour late, guys.
Oh, no, I did it, right? Yeah, he's an hour late. But that's LP. He's always busy. How have you been, LP? You've been away for a week.
I have been away for a week. It's been a long week. Many things have happened. But, you know, out of the entire week, I'm just glad to be here and share great news with you guys. Because You know what? Who cares if I'm an hour late? Time is of essence or whatever they say. It's all about...
Yeah, they say time is of the essence, which means hurry the beep up.
People to do, things to see, you know, all that jazz.
People to do. Oh my goodness.
People to do, yep. Don't share that, LP.
This is a family podcast.
What is happening here is that both me and Hannah have not had our dinner. And well, I'm just like Hilda had her pizza, but Hannah basically has her whole family waiting for her to finish the recording of this podcast to eat as a family. That's really beautiful, right? We're going to eat as a family. But people have been sitting at the table with their hands crossed and their like their plates in front of them,
watching the
pots boil.
Uh-huh.
Hannah, tell me that's not the truth.
While LP is sitting on the toilet playing Fortnite on his phone.
I know.
Oh, no. What is this?
He just got distracted on the toilet.
I'm crying.
We're sat here like...
Nah. See, LP has a lot of stuff to do, has a lot of stuff to handle. For us, for me and Hannah, it's really late in the evening, but the boy is still in his working hours. It's noon over, like it's the afternoon over there. So
yeah, it's 4 p.m. on a Friday.
Yeah, exactly. We understand.
But you know, I still... think about you guys and, you know, the sacrifices that you make for me to be on this podcast. And, you know, I really appreciate that, guys. So much love to you guys. And sorry that you're hangry and upset. But,
we are hangry this episode. That's just going to be the title of the episode, Hangry.
You'll notice by the end that it will be really, really bad. But enjoy! And let's just start with this week's newsflash.
A new game mechanic has been announced for Overwatch. The Workshop is a new modding tool used to create custom game modes, customize heroes, and share content that fans have created. Currently, it's only on the PTR for testing, but we've already seen some amazing community content. For those that missed out on BlizzCon last year, the previously exclusive Sombra Devil Hunter skin is now available on PTR. The skin will cost 100 coins on release, as it is a legendary, and should arrive on servers with the next update. While the release date isn't confirmed, we do know that she'll be available soon. The dates for BlizzCon have been officially announced this week. The community event will be returning to the Anaheim Convention Center on November 1st and November 2nd. If you're planning on going, tickets will be on sale first on May 4th and again on May 9th.
We find out that Dallas has become the first city to host their homestand. Overwatch teams going to Dallas to play matches, and in efforts to localize teams into a more regional base, this is the first stop. Next comes Atlanta and then Los Angeles for the final hurrah. Of course, the Overwatch World Cup 2019 has been announced. All matches will be played in Los Angeles. Let's go. I'm super excited. Like I said, I can't wait to see what teams qualify, the group stages. It's a super hype time. Bud Light is now the official sponsor of the Overwatch League. It's pretty big. I mean, you know, they're a big company, big brands, putting more into the Overwatch League. And, you know, now you'll be able to get some Coca-Cola drinks and some Bud Lights. So drink up, America, and rest of the world, whatever your beer might be.
Thank you for the update, guys. Time to discuss what is hot on the Omnic Post and Omnic Esports. Every week we discuss the topics that have been on the minds of our Instagram followers, and we try to take the comments into account. If you want to add something to this section of the podcast, or you want to share your opinion, just send us an email, info@omnicpost.com, and we'll get your question in the podcast, or tackle your question in the podcast. But other than that, we're just going to discuss. I'm starting to beatbox.
I forgot this was an Overwatch podcast, so
yeah. we're just going to discuss what you guys, and we can see it by the number of times that you guys click on it and just say I like this, or you comment. We get a good idea of what you guys had on your mind this week. So this week you guys had a lot on your minds. I think there's a lot of tired people out there, to be honest. But there's one thing I want to start that I want to ask, or I would rather I want Hannah to ask before we kick off with all the other topics.
Oh,
and I think she knows what I mean.
I do. Like,
yeah.
Are we all ready?
Come on, Hannah.
Are we all ready?
Totally.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
This is great.
Yeah.
Oh, can you tell them, please, so they don't feel like, what is this noise coming out of nowhere? Just tell them.
I bought a new toy. I have the Go XLR, which is a new audio interface, and I can add a lot of samples to it. So expect the podcast in the coming weeks to be rather.
What's the musical equivalent to colorful?
That's what it is.
Well, I don't think it needs a like. Let me add this one in for just as an example.
Say beacon one more time.
The people that have
been seeing my stream
on Wednesday. Yeah. this is kind of off topic, but who gives a fuck? It's our podcast. Oh, sorry. Who gives a fuck? It's our podcast. I had this on Wednesday where we were doing the stream, and I was spamming that voice line, but it kind of backfired on me because everybody that was in my group started spamming it in chat. Which got really chaotic. So I need to be careful what I do here. Okay, but what's in the box?
What's in the box?
Have you had any luck with those loot boxes, man?
Go ahead, Hannah. You go first. I can't even really.
I said, LP, did you have any luck? And he's just passing the hot potato.
Hot potato.
Okay. Hannah?
Yes.
What?
Have you had, did you get anything out of the loot boxes? That sounded really like, there's a big bomb incoming. Oh, crap.
Why would I have anything in my loot boxes?
I don't know.
I managed to get
You're really good friends with the people at Talon. You jump on their ship and just fly off. So
I
you know they're your bros, your buddies. So maybe nothing.
Well, they didn't let me on the ship, so I'm gonna try again this weekend. I got. Do you remember from Uprising where they had the Bastion skin.
Oh,
yeah, the purple. Yeah, the blue one. Like
I got that.
The blue. Aww.
Still, which is kind of frustrating because I thought, okay, I usually start the events by getting all the old event skins, mm-hmm. right? So maybe I'll get, you know, Reaper's skin, his super nice Soldier 24 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
No.
Not even that.
Not even that yet.
Oh, crap.
I got
really bad.
Clown Junkrat, if that's indicative of my week at all. So, you know what I mean? I got a new one.
Oh my God.
But I think the prize jewel of this event is the Ash skin.
Oh, she's so gorgeous.
I liked Bob on that skin, but not a big fan of Ash. You know my opinion about pink skins. We've talked about this in the past.
I know, but she's just amazing.
Yeah, for
she's
me, the
gorgeous.
This soldier one is
happy
the one
lesbian
that
lesbian day of visibility, everyone. But yeah.
Hey. We're all pink on the inside, D. Stop having problems with pink.
Yeah.
We're all pink in the inside. That's true.
Wow, I broke this podcast. Use the L word and suddenly nobody wants to talk around me anymore.
Well, we thought you were going to say something big. You were going to come up with another announcement like, me and Moggy, we are the bestest lesbians that you've ever met in any podcast.
Aww,
I don't know, maybe that sounds a little
thank
too cocky.
You. I would never say that about myself, though.
But I would.
So beautiful. No, but I was actually saying something, but I realized that I had the mute button because I was coughing and I forgot to unmute. So, yeah, that happened.
Excuses.
No, seriously, I was talking about the fact that I got zero skins.
Did you have anything on either account?
No, nothing. Like, I didn't even get skins from previous events or something. It's just sad.
Wow.
I've had a lot of loot boxes.
You are ranking at the bottom this week.
I totally am. I'm starting to doubt if I'm even eligible to get any of the loot boxes. I don't know.
Maybe we should flip it. Like, whoever does the worst wins the award. Like.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, the three of us have relatively bad luck.
Yeah, it's not been it's not been good. But I haven't seen little of those skins in game. Like, I have not seen the soldier skin in game yet. The Moira one, yeah, because one
of I've seen Moira.
Twitch followers has one and that plays with us a lot. But other than that,
I've seen High Roller as well.
Yeah, I bought that one, right, just because I wanted to do that little clip
the
that
shades.
We posted on Instagram.
Oh my God, the shades!
Yeah, the shades exactly.
The Ray-Bans.
So basically the conclusion of this, what's this week's What's in the Box is...
Nothing.
Jack shit.
As always, presented by the Omnic Podcast.
We're called the Omnic Weekly.
Yeah, totally. But yeah.
What episode is this again?
We're only 57 episodes in. We cannot expect LP to know that.
You guys.
Today is an episode where we have focus.
Totally. But that's what happens if you keep us waiting and we are hungry. Nah, yeah. That's
two like, out of three people on this podcast have not eaten.
Two out of three. That's true, guys. We're gonna get to your eating soon, but you know, let's rock and roll.
Let's carry on.
Topic of the week. Let's
thing.
Go.
There was another thing I wanted to talk about, but concerned the event. So. We got those little movies, those videos, those reports before the event was launched that teased, even before we got the skins, that kind of introduced us to Sojourn and to what was going to happen and got us thinking about, it's going to be in Havana and all that stuff. And the event launched. And then yesterday, guys, they launched. Midway through the event, they posted another video. Which is basically building on what you get to see in the event. So at the end of the event, they cornered Max and they're asking him, where do you think you're going? And he's like, I can't really make a deal. Yeah, introduces to someone. And then it kind of clips to Doomfist. So this kind of tells what the interview was like after that And he talks about...
I would call it more of an interrogation.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Well, he feels really comfortable, though. Like, I know. He doesn't sound stressed at all.
It should have been an interrogation.
Yeah. He kind of... I think he has a really nick on dealing with stress. He's really good at dealing with stress, clearly.
Does he just turn that function off? God, I would love to be an Omnic.
It's just a few lines.
Let me just turn off my anxiety. Oh, yay!
How sadistic would that be that they get an anxiety module into an Omnic?
I know.
Yeah, dumbasses. But anyways, he was talking about the fact that, well, it's not like they had to convince him, but he started talking about Doomfist and the fact that he would be in Singapore 3 weeks later. And that got everybody in the community thinking, oh my God, in 3 weeks now we have the anniversary event. Might we see a conclusion to this event with an extra map? Might we see something during the anniversary event? But then I think Michael Chu tweeted that basically that first animated short that we saw, that really experimental one, the one where they worked with this this artist that did something really special. You guys remember that? The Doomfist animated short?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Was kind of really manga style, like that's not even manga style, it's Japanese styled animation. But apparently that kind of happens a few weeks after that. So I think he's just knitting those two parts together and like, so I wouldn't.
To be fair, the entirety of the last episode was us saying, please knit things together.
True, totally.
So we can't complain now that they're doing it.
Yeah, but we would rather have them do it in game instead of on Twitter. But it is a fact that we might just be looking into, well, seeing stuff that isn't there. But still, we don't know. We'll have to find out in 3 weeks if anything happens.
I like the fact that they gave us extra stuff during the event.
Yeah.
So you don't just get all your event excitement out in like the first week.
But I'm wondering, didn't they do that last year too? Like they gave one of a, or didn't they do it in the past? Like in an event that was already rolling, get some extra information out there. I have a feeling that's not the first time they did that.
Not that I can remember, but I could be wrong.
We need to look into that. Well, it was cool to see and just have that bit of a, that does not imply, or the other Omnic guy is in no way referenced in this little clip. So yeah, we're still guessing who that might be.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just me, or should Maximilian's name feel like it should be spelled Maximilian?
Oh, I see what you did there.
That was such a like lame pause. Like, Alonzo, there you go again. We let you have the mic for 2 seconds and you say some dumb shit.
I think what you're getting at is that the fact that his name is spelled really weird. Is that what you're getting?
No, it's Maximilian, like million
as in yeah, million pounds, oh, because yeah, he's an accountant. Yeah.
Oh yeah, like that. Well, I think the way that his name is spelled is because he's French, so it's Maximilian.
Sorry.
Holy shit! I wasn't going that far, but bringing a history.
I'm just throwing some wisdom out there. I don't want to offend anybody, but no, I get it. But it's clear that he has zero loyalty to, well, he has some loyalty, but if you put him put the pinch on him,
I think at this point his loyalty is in the red.
Yeah, he's not a loyal boy.
It's an interesting character.
Well, I don't get laughed at for making lame accountant puns.
Okay, sorry, wait.
thank you. Thank
that
you.
That was a long clap. Holy shit. That was a standing ovation.
It runs a little long. I should make him shorter. But anyways, you ask, I deliver.
Yeah.
Okay. But
let's go see.
What did you say?
That's deep. That was a deep cut. All right, Hannah.
I know, right?
You don't just bring that up like that.
He said that if I ask, he will deliver. So I asked for a BlizzCon ticket.
Oh my God. Right on the podcast, guys. Right on the podcast.
Yeah, yes, so now you're accountable.
Oh my goodness. Can we stop this, please? Tom, edit this all out, por favor.
Yeah,
I'll leave it up to you, Tom. As no, to he's going to leave it in. He knows
he's going to leave it in.
Yeah.
I don't mind at all. Okay, but what we also got to hear this week and that stirred a lot of attention on Instagram was the fact that it was the assistant game director that did one of the residence streams. His name is Aaron Keller. And yeah, he did a residency stream, or there were streamers that were there for a residency stream, and they got to interview him. And one of the things he said, there's several things that he said, but one of the things he said was that they're currently working on more heroes than ever, which kind of makes sense, of course. If you have a team that's growing bigger and bigger, and there are heroes that you kind of shuffle around, that you end up with a huge list. But I don't know who it was, but someone that was interviewing him asked, are you going to speed up the process of just putting them out there? Because if you have so many heroes hanging around and being developed, wouldn't it make sense that you get more than three heroes a year? And he couldn't nor confirm or deny if that was a plan or if they were thinking about that.
Whenever they do that, I just think, oh, so that's a yes.
Yeah, it kind of is, because if you're not able to do that because of certain restrictions, it's really easy to say, well,
like, just lie. Hard. Just yeah. lie. Yeah. Say no. If you want to keep it a secret.
It would be like, could you imagine that we start getting more heroes every year? That will just get that roster filled out really quickly.
I know.
Right?
But it could like increase up to like four, for example, which mm-hmm. would be yeah, just one be extra hero a year.
Yeah, it's not like they're going to go to six heroes a year, but 4 years could be cool. And like for now, if they maintain the schedule that they have had up till now, the next hero will be in July, which is still a long way ahead. Would be cool to have somewhere in between. Like,
yeah, I think four heroes a year is doable.
Yeah, could be cool.
And it wouldn't overwhelm us either, I don't think, if we had just like one per season.
No, totally. And
every 3 months, boom.
Yeah, get a fresh wind blowing in there with the new heroes, because it always stirs up the, not the meta for the professional players, but for the rest of us, you can always notice the impact of a new hero being added. But one of the heroes that everybody's looking at, right? Well, one, there's a lot of like people, I asked people what they wanted to see as the next hero, and it just was a tidal wave of old names coming back. One name that always keeps coming back and that they again confirmed that they'll never be doing is Jetpack Cat, but Sojourn is one of those heroes that came to be in the spotlight since the event. And there was an interesting story to that. Apparently, we knew that Sojourn has been part of the lore longer than today.
Yeah.
We saw her in earlier animated shorts and in artwork and stuff like that. But apparently they've been working
in the first thingy ever, which is the recall.
Exactly. Yeah.
She's
one of the screens that you see.
And she's in Anna's short, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Exactly.
Go watch it again and then tell us if you find the timestamp where you see her.
You're making this into a quiz.
It's called community interaction.
Right, awesome. So apparently they have been working at her since 2014. The game released in 2016. She has been on the table for many years before they even released the game, which is kind of interesting. And the same goes for other heroes. We knew that about Hammond, and they reconfirmed that. But Sojourn kind of, she has been in the lore, and she clearly was on Michael Chu's big, in his big, what we call a basketball court last week, with all the pictures and all the wires that connected, like the red pieces of tape that connected everybody. But he has been in there for the longest time, apparently.
Yeah, Michael Chu's a big, big part of Blizzard.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Right? Like, well, if you think about it, like, there's components that, like, everybody makes up Blizzard, but there's people that have created the characters that would not exist if it wasn't for them.
Yeah, totally. And I think, like, last week we talked about it, LP, and we said that he's basically, his office is like this huge basketball court where he just has an overview of everything that is happening. And he's just sitting in the middle of it on a chair and looking at it and just adding stuff and adding stuff and adding stuff.
And, amazing. That's a lot of plushies.
Yeah. The plushies.
He's got to have so many, like, he has the best collectibles if you think about it. Aww. Of anyone, really.
His own creations come to life.
Yeah. I know, that's so
beautiful.
Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's really high up on the list, Sojourn. I'm not that keen on the character. I don't know what you guys feel.
She seems kind of cool. We don't know enough about her to be super excited, but it will be interesting to get someone else from, like, the original era, I suppose.
Yeah. Like, you mean, like, the Overwatch, someone that was part of the Overwatch before Yeah, there's a lot of other characters, I think, that he can still... I don't know. I'm not... I think it's because it feels like Ashe is from a Kree. She kind of feels like the mirror image of Soldier in a way. Like the way that is extra... That's what how... the way that she's presented to me right now.
Like, oh, yeah, because, like, we've seen Soldier take command of missions and we've seen her take command of missions and that's basically all we've seen.
Mm-hmm. And apparently she has some, she's really heavily adapted with the whole cybernetics, like Genji basically.
Yeah, I mean, you can see, like, on her pictures, she's got the little...
Like Doomfist has, like the little lines, yeah.
Rectangular bits, yeah.
So she could be more interesting than I picture her right now, but I'm not enthusiastic.
We just need more information. Totally, I think the problem is we're also really excited for, you know, like Echo or...
Yeah. There's a lot of characters out there that we've seen, like the Junker Queen, Echo.
Oh, the Junker Queen, yeah.
Yeah. That new Omnic that was introduced in the latest event.
Tank Omnic.
Yeah. So there's a lot of options out there.
The entirety of Mecha.
Yeah, that's something a lot of people are waiting for too, to have at least someone else of the Mecha team joining D.Va.
Yeah.
And getting those interactions, because that part of the story remains even after the Gamescom animation. It's not really referenced that much, and it's not really like it feels like it's a story by itself.
Yeah, like it would be nice for D.Va to have like a proper interaction with somebody she's actually spent time with.
Yeah, totally. Someone that comes from the same place as she does, and
yeah, because she's not. I mean, obviously she's in-game, so she has interactions with people, but lore-wise, I don't think she's met any of the other heroes.
True. Yeah. How did she even end up to be, like,
exactly
and involved with the whole Overwatch thing? Yeah, totally, I get it.
We'll never know. Maybe we will someday. Maybe someday all these stories will tie together.
Yeah,
one
totally,
day.
Totally. Yeah. Hopefully we discussed that last week in oh man, on so many levels, but... we're still waiting for that. Something else that we saw and that came out of those, that residency, the streamer residency, anyways, is that they're currently not really working on balancing heroes, apparently. Like, because that was one of the questions. Like, they've had heroes on the table for reworks, I think, constantly in the last maybe 2 years or something. Like,
since the game started.
Well,
I'm
maybe,
really
yeah,
sorry, so, guys, because of Lons, my tummy is currently audibly rumbling.
Don't worry, I can't hear it.
Which
fine.
Is incredibly embarrassing, and I hope it's not coming through.
I don't think so. You can still blame, like, I don't know, an earthquake or something, so don't worry.
Okay.
but, yeah, they've been working on these heroes, and like, Symmetra was reworked, Torbjörn was reworked. So the question came, like, who's the next hero that will get a major rework? And apparently there's no character that they currently are so unhappy with that they want to do a whole, rethink the whole ability set of that character or stuff like that. But what they're doing is looking at the game modes currently. And there's a lot of game modes that players are not that happy with. And they're trying to balance these. Like the assault maps, for instance, have been under a lot of fire. Not everybody is that happy with these maps. And they've tried stuff out, like, for instance, adding or moving the adding an extra spawn point for defense, for instance, they can be back on point really quickly, stuff like that. Up till now, they have not found anything that they feel like, okay, that's something that we can iterate on and make it better, or that's the direction that we can head. But they're clearly working on getting these modes balanced and feel a little different and make them better, I guess, and look to the comments of the community and see what they can do with it. Are there any game modes that you guys feel like that one really needs a rework? Like, let's say the main game modes, not like Capture the Flag, for instance, or...
I feel like 2-point capture maps can be a bit...
But those are basically the assault maps, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are... I think a lot of people are not too happy with these maps.
Yeah, I mean, like, when you have to hold... hold your position for 7 minutes, that gets a bit much.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, it almost feels like an instant defeat. You're like, oh, okay. I mean, I'll try, but 7 minutes, I mean,
yeah,
we're going to be here for a while.
And sometimes it's just like, I've had that on Honomura more than often, that the first point kind of drops really quickly and we lose it rather quickly. And then we're first back to the second point, but we're really... stand our ground on that second point and just ride it out the full 7 minutes. That's one of the few maps that I've seen that happen. But
it also happens on Anubis as well. Like, you can get that first point really quickly. As soon as you get through that choke, you can get the point really quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it's just 7 minutes of everyone trying to fight over the same patch of land.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe 2CP needs a little bit of work.
It does. It does. I think they're really convinced of that too. And that's why that's the first mode they're looking at. But it's interesting to see that they're right now questioning the game and its even the basic structures of the game, and looking into ways to enhance those and make them better experiences for everybody. But I think it's clear that Blizzard has been thinking a lot of what ways they can make this 3-year experience into feel, or rather make it feel like something new, or get a fresh thing in there. And that might be the big topic of this week.
Yeah.
Let me just move on to it, because I think that's the thing that everybody's waiting for. But so we had this, we already knew since last week that they were working on something, that they were going to introduce some PTR really, really soon. That came out of a project that was done. So basically, what it comes down to is that Blizzard has this rule where around Thanksgiving, the teams can work on whatever they want, as long as it's related to the product, of course. But it doesn't necessarily have to be something that they work on during their normal days. They would even prefer that they work on other stuff, that cross-pollination and people, just other people thinking about certain subjects. That brings a fresh wind. And two engineers started with this idea that they were really, they know all the tooling. Like, these engineers are the ones that make the tooling that help the game designers to build the maps and to build the games and to build the game modes. And they wanted to put a layer on top that allowed us as players to do the same thing. So they introduced the workshop this week, which is basically that. It's a, like Hannah puts it, a modding system.
Yeah.
That allows you to get your own game mode out there, and that allows you to set the rules for your game mode, but also allows you to set the rules for your character. The only thing that is kind of limited is that it's limited, is that you cannot get your own map in there. You have to work with the map, with the character models that are in game, the assets. But other than that, you can do some crazy stuff.
Some really crazy stuff. Like, it's insane.
Yeah. Any modes that's jumped out for you guys that you've seen, like that you, you're thinking of playing yourself?
The immediate one that comes to my mind, I know you also really love, so I'm going to let you talk about that one.
Hamster Racing.
Yeah. Thanks for putting it out there. But some of the stuff that I've been super interested in is looking at how people are modding heroes rather than modding game modes.
Yeah.
And I think, that has been really, really interesting to me. Because I know that there's always there's always discussion on the forums about, you know, like, oh, this character would be fixed if only you did this, 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 and this. Now people can put that into action and they can see for themselves.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
It's basically said, do it yourself if you think that you that yeah. is better. Right.
But on the other hand, you can just have so much fun with it. So like kind of looking through my Twitter feed in the last couple of days, I've not been super duper active. But like some of the stuff I've seen, like someone was playing with giving Mercy back Mass Res.
Mass Res, yeah.
But they'd integrated it into Valkyrie.
Yeah.
So the second she popped Valkyrie, anyone who was dead would come to life.
Which is back to those glorious days.
Yeah, which is insane so and much. Obviously wouldn't work.
No, not at all.
In the game, but is fun to play with in a custom mode. I've also seen a flying Reinhardt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bastion that are in an Ascentry mode that can walk around.
Oh, like it's terrifying.
Yeah. One of the best ones that I got to see was, it was hilarious. It's in a practical sense, it's nonsense, but it's just hilarious to see. So they had a Genji, and every time he used his I need healing voice line, the healer would just be spawned at where the Genji was at that point. So the healer could be off healing Reinhardt. The Genji could be like on the previous section of the map, but need a healing. Just say, I need healing. And bam, Mercy was standing next to him.
Oh, no. I can't think of anything worse.
Yeah. Or there was this other thing where the other way around, where they wanted to teach Genjis how to stay on the payload. So
they made it magnetic.
Yeah, there's one that made it magnetic. And there was the other one that if a Genji gets too far of the payload, he takes a dot damage, so he takes damage and that will eventually kill him. So he had to get back, stuff like that. You have different levels of, you have people that make their own game modes or they have that put in their own perspective. You had people that have made Overwatch into a third-person perspective game, like third-person shooter.
Mm-hmm.
You had people that did a MOBA view on the game. Then you have people that just are really creative with the game modes. For instance, I saw a game mode... I think it was on one of Stalus's videos where a Widowmaker and Six Tracers on a map. So the Six Tracers versus the one Widowmaker. But the only thing the Widowmaker had to do was get a look at that Tracer player with the scope, I think. Oh, it wasn't that clear. So just have the scope set on a Tracer player. Not even shoot. And that Tracer player would take enough damage to kill her if they didn't blink away. And basically, they had to kill the Widowmaker.
Oh, like a super aimbot for Widow.
Yeah, basically, yeah. But the Tracer, their cooldowns were really slow, so they had really big cooldowns. And it was just fun game modes, like stuff that was inspired by CSGO. I've seen a lot of stuff. But then you had people that were just altering heroes. I saw a Roadhog that could use his hook to hook himself to a wall and just do what Widowmaker does, a grappling hook, and fly away. So, of course, there's the wall climbing Torbjörn, which was to be expected. That
we
would
all
be
love.
One of the first. Yeah. So, yeah, people are getting really creative. And to be honest, I am kind of baffled by all this in the sense that that's just a genius move from Blizzard's end. But they have so much experience already, like StarCraft and Warcraft, actually. Became really big on like the whole MOBA genre came out of Warcraft, mods for Warcraft. So they have always had that thing where they let the players do their own thing, which generates a ton of amazing content. And we've been asking for new game modes and new stuff. And they basically said, sure, go right ahead. Gave us the tools, gave us an infrastructure where we can share all these things.
I know. I think the sharing was such a clever move.
Yeah, it is.
Because they can also probably track like the most shared codes and then have a look and see what's kind of like super popular in the community.
Totally, totally. If they're smart cookies, which they are, they're looking at every balancing thing that everybody does. They're looking into what they're just using AI to scan all these modes that are being played and see which things work and then start looking into them themselves and maybe get some inspiration for ideas, but they don't even need to get new game modes set up because the community will do it. And we're just at week one.
I know.
On PTR.
I'm just going to say it. Classic Overwatch. Throw me back to that year. Find the right settings, the right balances to back when Ana was the only hero that was added to Overwatch. Throw me in classic Overwatch. That's what I want. I want 2016. October of that year was one of the most fun times I had playing Overwatch. Well, it's also when I like got into the game. Take me back. Can someone please share that game code with me? Call it Overwatch Classic.
Yeah, don't make him do it himself because he'll just blew up all the servers.
And he'll get distracted and...
I want real competitive experience out of Fortnite. Oh my God. Classic.
Out.
Yeah. That's
like, I had that's the same like idea for a Fortnite.
In church, man. That's not okay. Come on.
You should have bleeped me out, man. What's up?
But if I had known that you would do that, I would have done it. But it's too late right now. I can't go back in time and not freaking Tracy.
New workshop code. Every time Lon says Fortnite, he takes damage.
No. It's really amazing. I'm looking forward to what stuff people will be making. Fusion, for instance, in our crew who does the Apex post and the streams, he made an Ashe that instead of just shooting, every time she shoots, she summons a Bob that just runs in. So that basically you're shooting Bobs.
Oh my God.
And he was really surprised that it crashed. I was like, dude, you're shooting Bobs. What the hell did you expect?
You are generating.
He's actually generating huge ass turrets every few seconds.
Yeah.
And he's
and they've all got
the
their own mini AI system as well.
Yeah, totally.
Because they're like half heroes.
But it just shows that a lot of people have great ideas. And I think we're going to look back at this in like, say, a few weeks or even maybe in a few months where there'll be those big, there will be stuff floating to the top. That's going to be a ton of fun. And all those small things will always be there and people will be experimenting. But you'll see the big ones. You'll see them float up and you'll see them get to the top. And those will be the modes that people will actually play a lot and that might make it into the game permanently.
Just think, like, next year's All-Stars could be a custom game mode that someone created.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah, I think if when it comes to bringing something fresh to Overwatch, I think this might work. This might be the thing that I've noticed it on social media. I've noticed it on YouTube and Twitch. The content for Overwatch is just, I'm not going to say it's back to the old level, but the interest is.
It's definitely a breath of fresh air for the community. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of nice scrolling through my feed and seeing people excited for Overwatch again.
Totally.
And like, not just the esports, but the actual game beyond events and new skins. They're like, I want to try this next. And oh my gosh, how do we do this? And you can see like complete strangers kind of starting to interact and share ideas again. And
yeah.
It's nice.
that actually moved on to other games. Streamers that moved on to other games that I see them talking on Twitter like, oh, dude, today I'm not streaming Apex or Fortnite. No, I'm going to do some workshop today on stream and just have some fun with it. And that's kind of cool to see that happen. So good job, Blizzard. Let's see how it turns out, of course, in the next coming, like I said, in a few weeks we'll see what this is worth, but I have a good feeling about it. And I'm really looking forward to those spectacular modes. Ones that everybody really knows how these rules work and what you really can do.
For sure.
You can stretch the game into directions that we cannot even imagine right now. There will be this kid that will be on the toilet. I don't know what he'll be doing.
Why is it always gotta be the toilet, man? Are you talking about
he's obsessed with the loo.
It's an important room in your house.
It's true. The thinking room.
It is. It's the place where most people find that moment of solidarity. Not solidarity. That would be really, really weird if you find that on the toilet.
Well, to be fair, everyone poops. So it kind of is a moment of solidarity.
But that's the moment where you can be by yourself and think over stuff. Inspiration, exactly. Everything. Like you're just...
The Eureka moment.
There we go. Thank you, Hannah. The
you're
Eureka
welcome.
Moment. I'm pretty sure that Aristoteles, right? That was him, right? He was not in a bathtub. He was sitting on the loo when he came to that idea.
He just edited it later like I was totally in the bath. I wasn't just sitting on the toilet.
Who wants to be caught with their best creation ever on the toilet? That's just crazy. You don't want, even the bathtub is kind of, So there will be this kid on the toilet and he'll be like, this would be awesome to do. And he starts fumbling with these rules and fail 1,000 times. But that one time that he succeeds and makes this epic game mode that's going to change.
Now I'm thinking world. About all those budding game designers having a chance to like properly play around. And suddenly their portfolio is just this little 5 character alphanumeric code. And they're like, check out what I did in this. And
yeah, totally. But that's how a lot of game developers started way back with the Quake mods, the mods for Warcraft, the mods for Starcraft. There's a lot of people out there that did that same thing and are now game developers. I shared it with my colleagues at work, which are all game developers, and some of them play Overwatch. And did you see that? When they're like, oh shit, I'm going to have some fun this weekend.
You saw eyes light up. It's Christmas. Yeah,
totally. But I should have said, oh, I'm going to have some fun this weekend.
Almost.
I'm sorry about that.
I know. He's really lagging on that censorship.
Yeah, I need to get used to it. It's new. But trust me, in a few weeks, I'm going to nail it. I'm going to try make some of these modes myself this weekend. I'm going to fail miserably. Because have you guys actually looked at the interface?
I know. It's wild.
It's crazy, man. You guys are on console, so you cannot try it yourself. But believe me, it's like it takes some time to get used to. And if you're not into like the logic of programming, and if you're not really familiar with all that, I don't think my mom will be making any modes anytime soon, to be honest.
No.
But we're counting on the other people to do it for us. But still, I want to mess around a little bit and see what
I can
do.
Is it going to be your Sunday stream or your Saturday stream?
No, I'm not going to do it on stream because that might just become really boring when I'm trying to figure out how it works. But maybe I'll do one.
But once you get the hang of it, you'll stream it, right?
Yeah, maybe. Good. I might be doing that. And one thing that I want to do is maybe even if it's on PTR, have a weekly post out where people can check some spectacular workshop modes, and we'll put in the codes that you can try for yourself. I'll put that on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. A new weekly segment.
We have a new feature. Thank you, Blizzard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I said, it really feels, and we've talked about it last week. They're talking way more than they have in the last year right now. So that's interesting.
I know.
It's coming back. It's getting there.
It's such a buzz.
It is. It's really like, I'm trying to compare it with something, but I can't.
It's exciting.
Exactly.
And we're relieved because we finally have this, and we're really excited about what's on the horizon because we're starting to see, it's kind of like the sun is just starting to rise and we're like, oh my God. Oh my God.
A rainy day and there's a breach in the cloud deck. Yeah. And you see that 1-3 of sun. Totally. Like, beautiful. That's the way I was thinking about it.
That's the feeling that we all have right now about Overwatch.
Yeah. Yeah. It shows that Blizzard is not only thinking about new content and Sense of Heroes and that they want to put in the effort and that they are open to new ways of approaching the game.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of proves that they're not sticking to that one thing that they built in 2016 or released in 2016. I want to bring that to an end. Now they're really seeing it as a product that can evolve in different directions. And that pleases me.
Yes.
Not that I ever, like, I always, it's Blizzard. They've always been like that. But things change, but some things
they did
the same,
they did have us worried there for a minute.
We've discussed it plenty of times, but you know what, like I said, keep an eye on Instagram. We're going to share some of the more spectacular modes, especially once things start to sell, because right now there's a lot of stuff going on that is not worth even posting, but it's kind of fun to watch. But the big ones, the good ones, the things that we want to share with you guys, we'll start a new topic this weekend where you guys can then go into on PTR and on release, let's say in a few weeks. I'm guessing 3 for some reason, that you can try it out yourselves and try these modes on your PC or your console.
Yes.
All right. Something else that we got to hear this week, and Anna kind of already hinted at it.
I hinted at nothing.
By just asking for
just my hunger, kids, but... LP.
Come on.
No.
Look, can we please make this a podcast where we also eat? I think we could be... Wait, no. My girlfriend would hate that. She hates munching on... never mind.
I don't think she's the only one.
But it would be fun.
Like I saw streamers that are just eating while they're swimming. And
do you know what else is fun, LP?
What's fun?
When we start on time.
She had to do it.
D, don't let her bully me like that, man. Come on, man.
I'm too weak, man. I haven't eaten all evening.
Perfect.
Can't have any pudding if you don't eat your meat. All right.
Okay, anyways. Let's continue. We still have a few things that I want to discuss. We also got we got the news that there will be a BlizzCon this year. Not that I expected anything else, but there will be a BlizzCon this year, and it will be taking place in Anaheim again on November 1st and November 2nd. The tickets are going on sale next week. I have no idea if I'll be there. I don't know. It's still all in the open, and if I'm going to be there, I'm going to make a lot of awesome content, but we'll have to find out. I already got messages from people asking, are you going to do anything? We'll see. But what's also going to happen in that week, and that's kind of awesome, is the World Cup.
Yes.
It is back. And this time they are doing it slightly different.
Yeah.
In the sense that they're going to do, like last year we had these events that happened in Paris, all over the world. We had these four events where the teams could qualify for the playoffs, which were going to happen, or which happened in Anaheim. Now they're going to do the whole tournament in Anaheim. So basically all the teams that qualify for the World Cup are all going to Los Angeles and are all going to play in the arena in Anaheim, which is kind of cool.
It is very cool.
Yeah.
And it gives other teams a chance to kind of feel the love of the crowd.
Yeah, and feel exactly, because I think it's kind of disappointing on two levels if you are knocked out of if you're not making it to the playoffs. First, of course, because you're a competitive player and you want to be the best. But second, like that experience of doing it in that hall and Anaheim, everybody wants to live through that. Any professional player wants to do that. And it's beautiful that they're going to do that. And I kind of like the fact that it will all be happening in 1 week.
Yeah.
Because it's sometimes like last year, it felt like that segmented thing, just people's attention was just wingling, and people were just like, okay, oh yeah, is it this week? Oh, no, it's next week. Okay. And then missed it and stuff.
Oh, it's fine. I'll just ignore all the stuff at the start and pay attention to the finals. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. But basically that happened because, yeah, you blame him. But now it's all going to be in that 1 week, and they're recruiting the teams right now in the sense that they're making the committees. So they're looking for general managers, community managers for every nation. And people can then vote, or the committee will then pick the players, I guess. But there's a lot of stuff happening there right now. Guys, are you going to apply?
I would try, but I have to go against Stylosa and I'm never going to win.
Yeah, he's popular, I think.
Yeah,
he's big.
He's rather big on YouTube, isn't he? I should applaud myself, but that sample just takes way too long. I'm just going to dig.
Disappointed!
There we go.
All right, fine, whatever.
Nah, but you know what? Give yourself some time, Hannah. In a few years, your time will come. But I think like LP, come on, man.
You already know.
Community manager for Team USA?
Yeah, man.
No, community manager. You know, there's so many people out there that would just like stomp all over me. I'm nowhere near them, but.
But they'll need a general manager that will be handling stuff and like recruiting and this and that and doing all that more.
But the community manager, you guys hype me up too much.
The guy of the people. That's
I think we should just start voting for Lons. I think we should just do it.
No.
We should rally the troops and have everybody vote for Lons.
Absolutely.
It's been an honor.
Like, I'm not even joking. Like, I think you would be for Team USA. I cannot imagine that there's anybody better at hyping and getting people rallying behind the troops than you are, man.
He is.
I'd like to thank the Academy. Thank you so much.
Yeah, but I really mean it. I think he would do an awesome job. We're just going to do it behind his back. Just get him in there and then start promoting him.
I think if you guys did that, maybe that might be the best. You know, if you guys get enough people to rally behind me and put me as the community manager, I would do it. I mean, heck yeah, why not? You know, like, we can get to that number. We can hit 50 likes.
Is it all you need, 50 likes?
I don't know. No idea, but...
No time, boy. Nah. Yeah, I think you would do a great job. And I'm pretty convinced that you, like, one day... Like,
someday. Yeah, I think that maybe one day that'll be my goal. That'd be sweet.
I'm not even going to talk about Belgium because... I don't think we're going to make it.
Hey, you can still believe. You got Spree, you got Logix. If that's if they decide to play
I don't think so. They didn't. Logix did not play last year. And I don't think they even qualified. No, they didn't. No, it's 2 years ago they qualified. Last year they didn't even qualify. They were country number 26.
Ouch.
Aww.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that was really like just... You know that feeling like you think you're going to make it and your foot just
gets slammed,
slides off, and you're like, ah, crap, I'm falling down.
As someone with a permanently damaged ankle for the rest of my life, I get that feeling. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was kind of sad. No, I think we have a few good players in Belgium, totally. And I think when it comes to the community in general, there are good players out there. Maybe a little less now because... Belgian has not been the most loyal.
They got a good Hanzo main.
That's all you need.
Yeah, totally. Basically, hey, have you? I still need to share that one play of the game with you, LP, where I just shot 5 people in a row.
What? See what I mean? They have the people don't even know it, but they have a gem. And they have a diamond in the rough.
That's a good one, actually. What rank are you? Diamond in the rough.
Oh my god. They need to make that an official rank. No, but like on the stream Wednesday, I was playing Hanzo again and I was thinking about LP should see this. And I just shot a shot in it far out of the sky. But you could see on my face that was such a lucky shot.
Yeah, like you just had a mini, like a pop-off.
I was just sometimes you get lucky. But And I was trying to hide it by saying, oh, I shot her in the face. But you could see my face like going, oh shit, did that just happen?
I've hit the hand zone.
Yeah, but I've noticed that it's, I don't want to be looking for, I'm not looking for excuses why I'm not the best Hanzo, but my PC, man, it's just getting so old. Like when I was playing on another computer a few weeks back, I was way better. I'm just looking for excuses. I'm sorry. I won't do it again. Please forgive me.
At least you can play Overwatch.
Yeah, true. There we go again. Making me feel guilty because I can play Overwatch on my 4-year-old PC. Come on, woman.
Because you keep whining about it. And I couldn't whine harder. No, come on.
I wasn't whining about it. I was telling you about the fact. I was telling you about the fact that my stream on Wednesday started out with me just yelling at my computer because it started resetting everything and I hadn't asked for it. My Streamlabs was fucked up, everything. Oh, sorry.
Overwatch was slightly slow, but I played it on a better PC and it was actually quite nice.
Come on, guys, help me out. These console players, they're just they're jumping on me. They're just harassing me.
I would play with you on PC if I could.
All right. I'll remember that.
We were savage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Remember when I could join the crew streams?
Yeah. We haven't done those anymore. LP, is there anything that happened this week in the Overwatch League? Well, this week and the week that is coming, this weekend, there's a special event. Yes. Everybody's in Dallas.
Everybody's super excited. You know, the big joke has been they've only been in Dallas for like half a minute and they've already got a Bud Light sponsorship. How the hell did this happen? Like, so yes, by the way, in the Overwatch League, they did partner up with everyone's, well, let's just not say everyone, America's favorite drink, Bud Light, Budweiser, you know, whatever. I believe the parent company is like AB InBev, which also has Corona, and then like the Dos Equis. So, you know, there's other brands involved. So you're not just drinking.
There's a Belgian company, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's Belgian Brazilian. They started here in Belgium.
So my real question is, you know, Bud Light, what do you think, my fellow Belgian, and the beers that come from Belgium?
Well, to be honest, like, we have a beer culture here in Belgium, and Bud Light is not on any list.
It doesn't classify.
It's water for us, really.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be insulting any Bud Light
enthusiasts.
Fanboys.
Yeah.
Enthusiasts. Is that a word? Is that, can you say that about people that drink Bud Light, that you're enthusiasts? Nah, but yeah, it's a different, like the Dutch have this one beer that's kind of classified under the same rules, Heineken. Like everybody over here is like, yeah. There are even pictures of a horse drinking a good beer and then being, yeah, I don't have to explain.
And
but
that's
there's
on
a barrel
their Christmas cards.
What? there's a barrel under one. I'm not going to explain the anatomy of that horse, but where he relieves himself, and that's labeled Heineken. You could do
Uh-oh.
It.
Oh, yeah. No. Getting smart with the jokes, I see.
Yeah, totally. And when it comes to beer, Belgium is really serious. I don't drink any beer, so I'm not going to rally around them, but or have them or join that movement. But yeah, no. Belgium is really serious about the beer. I'm really sorry, but like...
It's okay. You know, none taken here. Okay. Let's move on to everybody's favorite topic, which has been the Atlantic and Pacific skins for Mercy Lucio. As we all know, All Stars is coming May 16th, May 15th. It's going to be big. And along with that, like I said, we're going to see the players, you know, everybody's votes. They're going to be counted. And of course, we'll see what players represent their division.
Yeah.
So
what do you think of the skin, LP? Because we haven't heard you last week.
The what? I'm sorry?
The skins for the event.
Oh, you have Mercy and Lucio.
Yeah, but what
do
you like
think
him?
Of them?
Oh, what do I think
do
of
you
them?
Do you have a personal opinion about these skins?
I feel like I get interrogated. We need your opinion. Can you
yeah,
give
no,
it
but
to
we
us?
Discussed it. We discussed it last week and you weren't here, so I want to hear your opinion.
God, we're just trying to be inclusive, LP.
We're trying to be friendly to this guy.
I love you guys. I'm bad at listening. I'm sorry.
Oh, you didn't know that.
You're bad at listening and we're super hungry.
So anyways, before they kill me, I feel like I have like knives and forks like being pointed at my head.
Hey, but you have still, do you like the Lucio skin?
I love the Lucio skin. It kind of reminds me of Sonic just because of the hair. It's going to be funny watching him just wall run and like move really fast like a Sonic hero. So yeah, I will say I like it.
Yeah.
Mercy's skin is cute too, you know, but I would have to go for Lucio's.
She's
like off
beautiful.
Bat. She is beautiful.
See, guys, you basically, LP is Lucio in this group, and Hannah is Mercy in this group, and not in the sense that they're, like, they are just, it's their main character, the character they love most. So what I'm going to do, if it's released, LP, I'm giving you the Lucio skin, and Hannah, I'm going to give you the Mercy skin, just as...
Oh my gosh!
As a... Just because you guys, it's just so fitting for that to happen
you.
And to have that happen. And I wanted to tell you before you bought it yourself because I saw you talking about it. I was like,
You know what, D? Just because you did that, I'm going to cosplay that Lucio skin.
I want to see that.
You've said that, I will reveal that we do have a surprise coming for you, but I'm not going to tell you what. But me and LP have been plotting.
We have been plotting. You don't know, but it's good.
Yeah.
Because you're our Torbjorn. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so.
I've noticed a red dot on my forehead, like this little light. Guys, is that what you guys are planning? I've seen it like a few times when I get out.
No, not at all.
I'm just easier. Okay. This is a public, what is this? Surprise fest.
Yes.
Lovely. I love it.
Christmas in April.
Christmas in April, totally.
But you know, it's
by the time the skins come out, it'll be Christmas in May, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's been fun. It's been fun. I got to say that I like the color schemes. You know, they are very cool. And both of them are support heroes, which we all love. Last year, they were DPS, Tracer and Genji, fire and water. And I'm actually trying to figure out what these elements are now that I think about it. Is it like Pokemon fire and moon? Or
yeah, like sun. Is sun it and not moon? Like sun and moon? Because you see the little glowing stuff and he's gold and she's purple.
It was like night or dark, day or night. I like it. I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, it's very cool. But, you know, with all that, we obviously know that, you know, we're coming to Dallas this weekend. By the time you hear this podcast, the events have already gone on. I'm really curious to see what happens. You know, as you all know, that Dallas Fuel is the team for this event. Like, it's basically their home game. They're going to be hosting, I believe, eight teams. And those teams are going to be playing at, 1 second while I pull it up, at the Allen Event Center. So that's what it's going to be called. It's in Dallas. Yes. Being played April 27th to the 28th. And of course, you have your teams that are going to be competing there. You have Paris. Wait a second while I figure this out. All right. I didn't have the script ready. You know, this is a.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
no.
You know.
Find it. It's okay, man.
New sample, lift music.
Lift music. Oh, totally. Right, well, we'll wait for RP to figure stuff out. But he had discussed this in the newsflash. So. We know what's up.
Yeah, he totally discussed this in the news flash that we've already recorded, so
yeah,
that's
totally.
Fine.
So it's going to
go
be
back
fine.
There and just think about it.
Yeah.
Dallas Fuel, and also, you know, speaking on the fuel, they have come out with a partnership-like cartoon series with Jack in the Box, where they're literally like characters from like Rick and Morty. Like, it's that same kind of art style, but it's them living in a house. And, you know, it's just them coexisting and being gamers. And
it's very,
I believe,
cute,
like,
if you've not seen it yet. Go have a look.
I have not seen it. No, I need to check it out.
It's super cute. Check out Dallas Fuel. It's, you know, they're since season one, they've been partnered with Jack in the Box, which is a burger and fries chain here in the U.S.
Yeah,
specifically Dallas. I mean, in that part of the West, like, I don't see any Jack in the Boxes here in Florida. But they, you know, did something really fun and cool, so...
Nice.
Rats.
Nice. And then in a few weeks, it's the All-Star event. So much stuff to look forward to in the Overwatch League by itself. It has been interesting, continue to be interesting, rather, in the ways that you saw the gladiators rising up. And there's so much stuff happening. It's been a good few weeks. And it's going to be even better next few weeks, I'm convinced. All right, I'll be one final question for you, buddy.
I'm always here for questions. I mean, not really, because most of the time I'm the punching bag of this. But it's okay.
Oh, he's going to be—he's a victim, guys. Please send help. Do you have an LPP for this week?
Of course, I got an LPP for the week. Come on, what is this? What kind of sick joke would it be if we made people listen to this podcast?
He's going to say no in the end, like, no, I don't have one. Okay.
Now he's writing it like as he says that.
Yeah.
Hannah, do not reveal my strategy, please. This is a professional setting. All right, guys. Now for the LPP of the week. Really, you know what? We didn't really have much prepared. Of course, I like to stall and make it all crazy. But you know what? Here at the end of the day, we have to ask the audience a question. All right. Now, D is going to be the awesome guy to make this request of mine happen. But we're basically going to ask you, the audience, what your favorite Overwatch League moment was that's ever happened. You can say, you know, it was DeFranz 4K grab on Rialto against the New York Excelsior, which, you know, never happened. But that's okay. At the end of the day, we're going to make the fans answer this question. And hopefully one of the answers will be on the next post for the Omnic Weekly. So this is up to you guys to really put your input. Show us what you love about the Overwatch League and the esports. This is all you guys. This is your LPP, not ours. This is yours.
In the spirit of All Stars, which has lots of community voting, this one's for you.
It could also be the, you know, when the casters wore like funny, like they all like matched flower shirts. That was pretty good. I like that. That was one of my favorite moments of the Overwatch League. So it's up to you guys. You tell us. It doesn't have to be a play-by-play. It could be any moment.
Can I at least share my favorite
play? Yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
My favorite moment was the infamous Shanghai C9.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
On Dorado. That has been my favorite moment
Yoinks.
So far.
That was harsh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think if I had to take, I don't know if I have a, if I won, I would need to think about it. But if I have to say one off the top of my head, because you just said that thing about the colored shirts and stuff. You remember, I think it was someone at the Valiant who joined the Valiant at a certain point and had this big orchestra or fan like that. Help me out. What do you call them?
Oh, you like a hydration?
The marching band.
The marching band, exactly. It was
from
so cringy.
Season 1. Ah!
That was so painful and cringy, but it was so awesome at the same time.
It was.
Who was it again at the Valiant that did that? That young kid?
No, that wasn't Valiant. That was Fusion. That was Philadelphia Fusion with Snillo coming out to the Rocky music.
Oh,
man, he's getting old, dude. He needs to go to bed. All right, guys. End of the podcast.
It was Snillo, exactly. No, man, I'm hungry. Don't make me repeat it again.
All right. That was a good moment.
Okay. So if you have a favorite Overwatch League moment, we'll post this on Twitter and also on the Omnic Esports Twitter and Instagram. Just send it to us and we'll
tag you. You know the rest.
Get it in a podcast next week.
Yeah. Get your name on the podcast.
Yeah, be a rock star. Be on the podcast. But that was it for this week. It has been a bit of an eventful episode, like maybe slightly chaotic, but that happens.
It happens when two people can't concentrate because they've not eaten their dinner and it's like 11 p.m.
Okay.
At night.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
I was waiting for that. But we'll be back next week and it will be different again. You know us, we just like to, we're different every week. Hannah, where can people find you? I know at the dinner table in 15 minutes, but after that.
Yeah, in bed.
Okay.
But if you find me in bed, I will kill you for coming into my house. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Hannah McManus. Yay!
Yay, and LP.
It's your boy, once again, LP. That's Lon's Pons, if you don't know by now. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram. You know, if you have a Facebook, I don't have Facebook. I don't use Facebook, actually. So don't follow me there. Just don't be creepy. Say hi. Just, you know, I'm kidding. I'm always up for a good laugh. So don't be afraid to be wacky and tell me your funniest jokes.
All right. Thanks. Guys, if you have any question or topic you want to address, like I said earlier, mail us info@omnicpost.com and we'll take it along in the podcast. Make sure to check us out on Instagram, Omnic Post and Omnic Esports for all your Overwatch needs. And join us on Twitch, Atomics TV, where we stream almost every single day. Thank you all for listening and sticking around until the end. You guys rock. Help us out by giving us a 5-star review on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify. Doesn't even matter what you're listening. Just give us a nice review. Really appreciate that. And make sure to subscribe so you can hear next week's episode. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Where's the bacon?
Oh, come on, you little...
Say bacon one more time.